Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Donnie. Another weather report there, but you were saying about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that a team, especially like the Steelers, that they're too proud to ever take the philosophy of having a down year. But I just think that a step back, or maybe even two steps back, would be able to have them go three or four steps forward. That was my whole reasoning for them going with Mason Rudolph this season. Because I thought with him, they're probably looking at 9-8 at the very best, and at the worst, it's like 6 or 7 wins, and that actually sets them up for a spot to be in the running for one of those quarterbacks that'll be there in the 26th draft. And people want to jump and say, well, look at how many picks they have. Look at all the compensatory picks. I get that, but a lot of those compensatory picks are in the middle rounds, and that's fine if you want to have a lot of middle-round picks. It's going to take your top picks to move up. So let's say the Steelers do, with Rodgers, go 11-6, but still lose in the first round of the playoffs. They're still looking at somewhere between pick 20 and 24, like they really always are. To move from 24 to, let's say, 10, that's going to take some capital to do. And it's going to take at least one first-round pick, maybe a second-round pick, and then maybe one of those compensatory picks. Like, those moves get pricey, especially when it's a quarterback on the other end.
I think, gun to my head, Aaron Rodgers is better than Mason Rudolph, but it's close enough where I would go with the younger guy and see if you can catch lightning in a bottle like you did with Rudolph at the end of the 2023 season. Donnie, are you convinced Aaron Rodgers is better than Justin Fields right now? Convinced?
I'm not as convinced there. No. I wanted to see more from Fields last season. You know that. Fields is the guy that I wanted them to bring back. I thought it was the most logical choice for them. And I'd be lying if I said there wasn't some part of me when they meet in week one that doesn't want to see Justin Fields go off on them a little bit and either put up some points and beat them or just outright beat them,
and why is that?
How ugly the game looks. I wanted the guy to be their quarterback. I wanted them to give him more of a chance. I wasn't saying the guy would be a future Hall of Famer, but I thought he made the most sense, and they seemingly burned that bridge, or they didn't want to bring him back. So they're going to get to face him to start the season. And I hope they're ready to go.
I mean, that would just be a disaster if they lost to him in week one and Fields look good. There'd be so much egg on friggin' Tomlin's face, you could make an omelet out of it if that happened, dude.
And to make it even worse is that, what are we about to hear for the next 3 months? We're about to hear a lot of excuses that begin with, well, he played for the Jets, oh, guys.
Look at our callers today, the ones that have been pro Aaron Rodgers.
That's what I'm saying.
It's been nonstop.
And I get that. I think the Jets are a bad franchise, but that'll make it look even worse.
I'm sorry. I keep bringing it up, and I have not heard a good rebuttal yet. How do you explain the last year for him in Green Bay? It's not Achilles related. They were 8-9. well, the coach wasn't good. The team wasn't good. Not true. The next year, Jordan Love in his first year got them immediately to the playoffs and they won a playoff game. His last five games, he threw 7 touchdowns and 5 picks. He's old, man. He's too old. There's a reason why Tom Brady is the only quarterback in the history of the NFL who had a winning record as a quarterback at 41 years old who played a full season. It's too hard. The game is too demanding. And that's not a slight, it actually is not in any way a personal shot at Rodgers. It's just asking him to do too much. When you're this old, you're not supposed to be playing football anymore unless you're Tom Brady or you're on some kind of freak performance-enhancing drugs. And the only kind of drug that Aaron Rodgers seems to be on is like of the recreational kind that gets his like mind and brain to interesting and bizarre places. Here's Shriver in Cranberry. Hello, Shriver.
Hey, I'm actually 41 years old.
Congratulations on all your success.
I'm 6'4", 200 pounds. Yeah, and congratulations on congratulating me. I can relate to that because and just to kind of go on a subject there, you know, being 41 years old, I think twice before I jump up and grab something or jump off of something. You know, I'm not playing professional football, so I can't imagine how he's supposed to last this whole season and training camp. But
yeah, we'll see. I mean, Russell Wilson was much younger, got hurt for the first time really in his career because they made him push a damn sled. If the Steelers training staff makes Rodgers do that, he should flip them the bird and walk off the field. And I would actually give him permission to do that. The Pit Kid is next. Hello, Pit Kid.
Hey, Pony. How are you doing?
I'm good, Pit Kid.
So this is my proposition. All I want is 2 minutes.
Let's hear it.
I want to give you my take.
The clock's running.
Okay. I know I might be young. I know I might be younger than most voices you hear in football, but age doesn't change the facts. Aaron Rodgers going to the Steelers might sound like a blockbuster, but let's be real. In 2025, it's not the headline move people think it is. So let's be honest. The Steelers are renting a Hall of Fame name, hoping it lights a spark, but in today's NFL, names don't win, games production does.
Mm.
He hasn't won a Super Bowl since 2011. He's just fallen off the last couple years. I truly, truly believe, especially in this AFC, you've got Mahomes, Burrow, Stroud, Josh Allen, Lawrence, Jackson, that he needs to step up because he's just not in even in the conversation. I think our ceiling, I mean, I truly believe a ceiling, he could potentially win 12 games. Lower, we really could win 6 games.
From
I mean, if the line doesn't hold up.
What a range that is. My God, that's like penthouse and outhouse.
I mean, he's a mystery, man.
How old are you, Pit Kid?
Like what he said,
How old are you?
I'm 16.
I think you got a future in this. I think you're going places. 16? Were you calling radio stations when you were 16? Sounds a little older than 16.
He does, but I mean, I think that's a good thing. Like
Crowley admitted this morning that he was pranking Richie Walsh on the nightly sports call, and I'm like, oh, what, when you were in eighth grade? He said, no, when I was 30.
That's actually pretty funny. No, I wasn't calling in when I was 16. Honestly, there were maybe 2 times where I either called you guys or the morning show, and I think the Pit Kid probably did something similar to me. Like, I ran through 3 or 4 times, like, what I actually wanted to say because I did not want to finally get on and then just sound like a total idiot.
Who do you think would be more likely to snap on you in that situation, me or Malzi?
Probably you.
Really? I mean, Malzi loses it, man. We've seen it. We've heard it. Joe does, too.
Yeah, Joe gets upset when people call him names.
Yeah.
So if you get the name calling that gets thrown around, that's what gets under Joe's skin, I think. More so than just not a great call.
Like the guy that said, has anyone told you that your takes are as exciting as wet farts?
Yeah, Mark in Brentwood.
Mark in Brentwood.
He calls us a ton.
Was he there last night?
Second and a long four. Gibbs spread it out. Highsmith came around the edge. Rodgers pass is intercepted. Pulled away. Beattie Bishop, the rookie, reels it in. Pick number six thrown by Rodgers. And the first of Bishop's career.
Aaron Rodgers was picked off twice that day by Beanie Bishop. The Jets lost to the Steelers 37-15. Tomlin and Rodgers had a warm embrace after the game. Did Tomlin whisper in Aaron's ear, "I'll come get you," while Russell Wilson and Justin Fields were sauntering by? Probably not, because Russell Wilson was 1-0 at that point. And Mike Tomlin thought he had his missing link quarterback in Russell Wilson. Then the bottom fell out, and here we are. Fast forward to June 6th, 2025, and a 41-year-old quarterback is about to be under center for the Steelers in 2025. It's just bizarro world stuff. Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Brian McFadden, who won Super Bowls with the Steelers, also lost that one to Green Bay in 2010. B-Mac, I'm sorry to bring that up, but I'm setting up a question, and it's this. If Aaron Rodgers was a 10 out of 10 as a quarterback, when you faced him that night in Dallas, what do you think he is now on that 1 to 10 scale?
I'll say between 6 and 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll say between 6 and 7.
That
and
seems high to me.
The reason why I say that is because the above-the-shoulder game is something that he has that a lot of quarterbacks don't have, the cerebral nature in which he plays the quarterback position. And then also, too, Pony, let's keep it real. The last 5-6 ball games for Aaron Rodgers with the New York Jets, he really played some of his best football. Now, why? Why? We don't know. Maybe, you know, he was finally healthy. Maybe, you know, the protection was better. Clearly, when Fashanu, you know, was in the lineup, the protection was a lot better. So, who knows? But he played better football than our starting quarterback in Russell Wilson the last 5-6 ball games of the season.
Well, he also got to play easier teams. I mean, he was great in that Jags game. They scored 32 points in the last four. The next week, they went to the Rams and scored 9, B-Mac. And then the second to last game of the year, they got beat 40-14 by the Bills. He was 12 of 18 for 112 and 2 picks. That's not better ball. He stunk.
Well, so let's look at the last 6 games. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But to your point about playing better and good teams, regardless of who you're facing off against, it's your job to put forth the effort. Now, sometimes it might be an easier task, depending on who you're playing against. But he wasn't just the only person on the football field. What was the other 10 guys doing, right? Were they doing what they were supposed to do? Because last time I checked, if a quarterback doesn't have the sound protection that he's needing, if the wide receivers are not doing what they need to do and create separation, you could look below average. We just saw that with Pat Mahomes in 3/4 of play against Philly.
Yes, but that was also in the Super Bowl. That was not in Week 17 when your team's 5-10, B-Mac.
We've seen some of the best quarterbacks struggle in regular season play against stout competition or against less than competition, right? We've seen it.
Sure.
You've seen it. You watch a lot of football.
Yes.
It's happened. So now if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, is Aaron Rodgers a better option than what you currently have in the building?
I would say slightly, yes. But I'm not completely convinced he's better than Mason Rudolph. I'm not. Are you?
Well, you know what? No slight on Mason Rudolph.
But you're going to say something derogatory about him right now. I can hear it coming.
No, I'm just going to give an honest opinion. I think Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback and option than Mason Rudolph right now. Yes, I do. We got to understand something. For whatever reason,
yeah,
Pittsburgh allowed Mason Rudolph to leave after getting them into the playoffs, right? And then when he left, he didn't go into a situation where he was a starter. He went into a situation where he was the backup to Will Levis.
Right.
And eventually he jumped into the saddle.
I agree with that. But the entire NFL could have signed Aaron Rodgers. He was a free agent for the first time in his entire career. And the only two teams that seemed to be interested were the Giants, who stink, and the Steelers. What does that tell you about Aaron Rodgers at this point in his career, Brian?
Well, at this point in his career, he's not the great Aaron Rodgers that we grew up cheering and applauding for. That's number one. And number two, the two teams that wanted him clearly didn't have a better option in the building than Aaron Rodgers. That's why. Every other team that could utilize a quarterback, they probably felt like they were in a position to draft one.
Yep.
To be in a better place future-wise, or they just need to go ahead and do what they need to do. Like your point, the Giants, did they have a better option? DeVito? Danny DeVito?
No.
No, I'm sorry, not Danny DeVito.
Tommy DeVito, but the Danny DeVito part was funny. So B-Mac, you feel good in saying that you think right now at 41 that Aaron Rodgers is definitively a better quarterback than Justin Fields. You feel that way?
No, I'm not saying that.
All right. No, I mean, that was right there for you.
Personally,
you could have done that.
I didn't make the decision, though, Pony.
I know. I'm not talking to Rooney right now. We're having a nice discussion with each other.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of this move, and I'm trying to figure out where you are on it. That's all.
Listen, I wanted us to try to retain Justin Fields, and they tried, right? Unless you got some information. I don't know. I thought they tried.
I don't think they tried very hard. No. It's only $20 million a year. I think that I don't think they look at him as a franchise quarterback.
Okay, so if they didn't,
yep.
Right? If they didn't. That's what they wanted. And clearly, the coaches, Mike T, they saw more of Justin Fields than we did as fans. They saw him every day in the building, practices, meeting reps, everything. So they didn't offer him what he got in New York. So clearly, they were okay in doing that. So Mike Tomlin seems to be the individual that has been driving this train.
Yes.
So if he felt more inclined for Aaron Rodgers, let's see how it plays out, but we also got to say this now. Let's keep it real.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers was like the third option. Number one option, we wanted to try to trade for Matthew Stafford. Stafford said no, right? Number two, to your point, they offered Justin Fields something. Clearly the finances were not up to his liking. He signed with the Jets. So now the third option is who? Aaron Rodgers. So it wasn't like Aaron Rodgers was the first option. It was other potential suitors Pittsburgh wanted to see if they can get him. They didn't. So now Aaron Rodgers is the next best available option right now.
Do you think the Steelers will win a playoff game this year with Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback?
I think they could, but do I think it could happen right now? I'm not quite ready to say that, but I'll say this.
Yep.
I think, as I stated, I think Aaron Rodgers is a better option than Mason Rudolph. So because of that, I can see Pittsburgh winning 9 to 10 games, being able to get into the playoffs. And that's what you will want to be in the tournament to try to have a fighting chance. Now, granted, as of late, we haven't had such playoff success. We know about that. But can Aaron Rodgers be that piece to kind of get them back into a playoff position? I think so.
I don't know, man. The last time I really thought he was a big-time playoff performer, I hate to bring it up for a second time, was when he beat you. I think Aaron Rodgers has got a reputation that he shrinks in playoff games.
Okay. So let me ask you this question.
Yep.
If you don't think so,
yep.
The last 2 years in 2024 –
yep.
We saw Justin Fields, Russell Wilson start at quarterback,
mm-hmm.
got into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
2023, we had Mr. Trubisky, Mason Rudolph,
Kenny.
And Kenny Pickett.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So when you look at, and let's go back to 2023 season, all three quarterbacks you watched at that time.
Yep.
And let's just throw out Mason Rudolph's name for sake of argument.
Mm-hmm.
Is Aaron Rodgers a better quarterback option than Kenny Pickett?
Is he a better option than Kenny Pickett? Is that what you said?
I'm talking about the quarterbacks we had in 2023.
Right.
From what we saw in 2023 with Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, and Mason Rudolph, and we're throwing Mason Rudolph's name out of this conversation for sake of argument, right? Would you say this Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback option than what we had in 2023 with Trubisky and Kenny Pickett?
Yes, I would.
How many games did they win in 2023?
They won 10.
Exactly. Exactly. So what I'm saying is, if the last 5 or 6 ball game Aaron Rodgers shows up for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we have a good, clean slate of health, we have a fighting chance. Because one thing we know about Mike Tomlin, whatever you want to say about Mike Tomlin, he's been able to win ball games within the AFC North with less than at the quarterback position. Yay or nay? Would you agree or no?
When you compare it to Lamar Jackson and Burrow, yes, I would say that.
I'm talking about, AFC North competition. Mike Tomlin, regardless of who's been at quarterback, he's shown the ability to do what? Win against AFC North opponents, and that's what you want in terms of playoff aspirations. Now, like I said, that's too far-fetched to say, can we win a playoff game with Aaron Rodgers? No, but I think we can get to the playoffs.
So that's the bar now. Just get to the playoffs and everything's hunky-dory, B-Mac. Just get in, get a chip and a chair, and you're good to go.
Let's keep it real. Realistically speaking, guys, listeners, hear me out. There's only 3 or 4 teams that honestly should have – I can get to a championship this year. There's only 3 or 4. Philly, Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore. Realistically speaking, every other team, taper your expectations. And the reason why I say those four teams, so number one, they all got superstars at the quarterback position, and they've all shown the ability to win.
Do you think we got a better shot than Cincy?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hear me out.
I watched them play in week 18 here, and they've got a transcendent quarterback.
How long have they had a transcendent quarterback, and what have they done?
They went to a Super Bowl.
He
went to Kansas City and beat Mahomes in his own barn.
Every dog gets a bone here or there, right?
When are we going to get our bone? We haven't had one since 2016, B-Mac.
Well, dang it, Pony, we got six Sticky Lombardis in the building.
I know, I wasn't even a thought in my mom and dad's mind when they won four of those. That's a long-ass time ago. That's 50-plus years now.
I understand that, but for you to compare Cincinnati to Pittsburgh, how dare you?
Of course not. Of course not all time. Yes, I agree. The history of the franchises, they couldn't be any different.
And as of late, who has a better winning record out of Zach Taylor and Mike Tomlin? Since Zach Taylor has been the head coach.
Oh, Tomlin does, because Taylor got there before, and then Burrow got hurt, and he had to play Jake Browning for 1.5 years.
Now we're making excuses. Okay, now we're making excuses about the quarterback.
I'm just saying this.
We can do the same thing about our lack of quarterback.
I'm just saying this. You're the only person maybe in the world who thinks the Steelers have a better chance of winning a Super Bowl than the Bengals this year.
Okay, Lee, can I tell you my why?
We're having a nice talk.
Number one,
you can tell me all the whys you want.
Okay, I'm going to tell you my why. When it comes to coaching, we have a better coaching staff than Cincinnati. We have a head coach in Cincinnati. And now, when I say a lie, stop me and say, B-Mac, you're lying. Okay? That's number one. All right? So I just said, let's play this game.
Yep.
We have a better coaching staff, a better head coach than Cincinnati.
Close, but yes.
Okay, so you didn't say I was lying. We have a better defense than Cincinnati.
Yes.
We have a better special teams unit than Cincinnati.
Yes.
The only thing that Cincinnati has better than us is offense. That's it.
And it's not close.
That's it. You're right. It's not close. But last time
and
I checked,
quarterback's defense, not close either.
The defense comparison ain't close.
Well, let me ask you this: would you rather have the great quarterback or the great coach?
Give me the great coach.
Oh, come on! No, you do not believe that.
Okay. Okay,
Belichick
so
and Brady
question.
Answered that
Pony.
Question for
Pony.
Us all time.
Pony. How many great coaches have won championships without great quarterbacks?
Not many. That's why I say quarterback.
No. At the time, the quarterback won the championship.
Yes.
At the time. That's what I'm – now, listen to me. So we can go back to 2005. Second year, Big Ben wasn't a great quarterback.
He looked that way in Denver and Indy, though, in that run.
I'm talking about second year Big Ben. Yeah. His trajectory, no question to say so, but at the time, was he considered a great quarterback?
No, he was. He looked like he was going to become one, but yes.
No. It's just yes or no.
I'll say no, just to play along
here. Okay, did we win a Super Bowl?
Yes.
Okay, Denver Broncos with Peyton Manning. At that time, when Peyton Manning was the Denver Broncos, was Peyton Manning a great quarterback at that time?
No.
Exactly. Did they win a Super Bowl?
Yes.
Trent Dilfer. Baltimore Ravens. Was he a great quarterback?
No, you're right, but you're not arguing for great coaches. You're arguing for great defenses. You've named
No. I'm arguing that great coaches, they coach the team. Every phase. A head coach has his handprints in every phase of those games. Bill Cowher had his hand in every
B-Mac,
phase
do you even,
of what we did
do you even
in 05.
Do you even know who the Broncos coach was when they won the Super Bowl in 2015?
It was Fox.
Wrong. It was Gary Kubiak.
The head coach?
Yes.
I thought it was Fox.
Hey, you're so much fun. You're so good on CBS Sports HQ.
No question.
You're the man.
Hey.
Thank you, B-Mac.
Hey, Tony, always. Thank you.
Much love. There you go. Brian McFadden. Was that not a great way to end that interview?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right there. It is 4:39. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. It's also time for the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. Time for Donnie to give us the biggest football story of the day, Don.
The Debrief, June 6, 2025. Ben Arthur from Fox Sports.
B. Arthur.
Yeah, that's who I thought of. He listed the AFC teams into four different categories following the Aaron Rodgers signing. The first is Super Bowl contenders.
Yep.
The second one is should win a playoff game. The third one is one and done in the playoffs. The fourth one is better luck in 2026. Where do you think he has the Pittsburgh Steelers?
No hesitation. Better luck in 2026.
Incorrect.
Ooh. Did he say Super Bowl contender, but then, like Kabali, put an asterisk that said if they sign Keenan Allen?
No, that one's also incorrect. He has that as the teams you would imagine. Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore.
So he's got three teams in that category.
Yeah.
What's the next category down?
Should win a playoff game.
And how many teams are in that one?
Two.
I'm going to say in should win a playoff game, he has the Bengals.
Incorrect.
Damn. The Chargers?
Incorrect.
Who are the two should win a playoff game?
The Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, my God. This guy's on drugs. He just did this to try to get a reaction from people.
His one-and-done playoff teams, he has four. Cincy, Miami, Houston, LA.
Okay, so he then agrees with BMAC. He thinks the Steelers should be ranked ahead of the Bengals. I think that that's ridiculous based on how both teams finished last year. And I say that knowing full well that Cincinnati has a defense that's not very good. But based on everything we've seen from the Steelers' offense the last couple of years, you could say the same thing about their offense. So I think the tiebreaker is Joe Burrow. I trust a Joe Burrow team more than I do a Steelers team.
I do, and I know at the end of last year, I thought if Cincinnati got in, that they would actually give, I think they would have gone to Baltimore.
And played a more competitive game, for
that
sure.
That would have been a shootout, an absolute shootout. And I think they would have had, and they would have given everybody in Baltimore all they could handle. They would have had the Bills up against the ropes. I am convinced of that. Even with as bad as their defense is, my only fear with them is that, and I know you can say this about a lot of teams, but with the Bengals especially, because of just how bad that defense is, if anything happens to Joe Burrow, but maybe even any of those big three on offense, they are screwed.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas the Steelers, I think, are one of the teams, and I think there's a few teams that if they did have to play with Mason Rudolph or with their backup quarterback for a little bit, they could actually stay afloat. The Bengals' defense is horrific.
It is. I mean, they did go 9-8 with Jake Browning as their quarterback, though. So I will give Zach Taylor credit. The bottom did not completely fall out, but their defense, they got a new coordinator. They've got some new faces. I don't think it'll be good. I don't think it'll be a piss-poor defense. I only have the Steelers better than 1, 2, let's see here. I've got the Steelers better than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 AFC teams. That's it. I've got them better than the Colts. I've got them better than the Raiders. I've got them better than the Jets. I've got them better than the Titans. I've got them better than the Browns. I don't feel good saying any other team is I don't feel good about saying that they're better than anybody else. And that includes the Patriots. I think New England's going to be good this year.
I think
with Vrabel in May.
I think that's fair. I mean, it's very jumbled, I feel, in the bottom of the AFC. Like, the top is easy. Those three Super Bowl contenders, that's really indisputable. KC, Buffalo, yep. Baltimore. And then you question, will Denver take a step back now that people have more film on why can't I think of his
Bo
name?
Bo Nix.
Yeah, Bo Nix. I still like the Chargers with Harbaugh and Herbert. I still like the Texans with the QB coach combination there. I'm a little bit down on Miami. I forget if it's you or Chris who is.
I like
very
Miami,
high on
and
Miami.
He hates Miami. I think Miami's going to have a bounce. I think Miami and San Francisco are going to have bounce back years. I think the Niners will be good at again, and I think as long as Tua doesn't get hurt, Miami will make the playoffs. Because when he plays, they win. When he doesn't, they suck. That seems to be. When they play bad teams, he wins. When they play good teams, he loses.
I think the Colts and Browns are up for an ugly year.
Yep.
I think some of those other teams could hang around for a little bit and not be horrible. Now that Geno is in Vegas, maybe Cam Ward is as good as people hope in Tennessee. Jacksonville, maybe they figure it out with new coach. I think a lot of people are high on New England.
Would you pick the Steelers to have a better record than the Patriots?
I wouldn't be confident saying that. I think New England could actually sneak back into the playoffs.
I think they will.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.